Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Jess Hooker, food competitions, and Tom walks in on someone. Again. All that coming up next.
Cable channel TNT has some of the best dramatic programming on television. Saving Grace, Law and Order, Cold Case, and cable television's most popular series, The Closer. But watch out, TNT. Bob and Tom are coming after you. Tune in to the new BNT Network.
Oh, no.
BNT is the only place to catch the debut episode of Greg Warren's hot new show.
Thank you. Good night.
So, hi. I'm a really big fan, and I just wanted to introduce myself.
Oh, boy.
Oh, cool. How you doing? I'm Greg.
So, you must get lonely on the road.
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
I get lonely, too. Oh. I was thinking we could help each other keep from being lonely tonight.
Okay.
So...
I'll go first. What I like doing a lot of time when I get lonely is journaling. I'll just pull out a pen and a notebook and just write. Just whatever's on your head, just keep writing.
Okay.
Don't evaluate what you're putting. Put it on the page. Sometimes if it's 3, 4, 10 pages, eventually you'll just start feeling it. I use it for jokes sometimes. I don't know. You could use it for something. I'm sure there's something you want to.
Whatever, freak.
Where are you going?
Hey.
You forgot to give me yours. You know, to make me not lonely. Hello?
Greg Warren is the uncloser.
Oh!
And it's a done deal. Oh! Only Greg can make it undone. He takes the O's out of smooth and makes it...
So, this is my hotel room. You said you wanted to see it.
Oh.
There it is.
Very nice. Maybe we should put on a little music to, you know, set the mood...
Oh. I'll do you one better. I'll play you some music. Check this out.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's the entertainer. You never saw The Sting? Where are you going? I got other songs. Here, do you like Christopher Cross? You know it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
The uncloser. Greg Warren is a good-looking single comic, traveling from town to town and meeting lots of beautiful women. And scoring with none.
Oh.
All to the disgust of his trusty sidekick, Chick McGee.
I don't know what it is, Chick. Girls just aren't interested in me.
What are you talking about? I saw you leave here with two totally hot chicks last night right after the show.
Perfect example. We get done with the show, and they want me to give them a ride back to their apartment. So I do, and...
Greg. Thanks for giving Heather and me a ride back to our apartment.
Yeah, we've probably had a little too much to drink.
Besides, we wanted to show you our king-size bed.
Oh.
And listen, we were thinking it's just about bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Will you look at me carrying on, and you girls are trying to get a little shut-eye.
Wow.
Mr. Can't Take a Hint. No. Nah, it's already past midnight. I'll just let myself out. No, no, don't get up. You girls are in your underwear. I'll see you later.
See, Chick?
I got no luck with the ladies.
You idiot. You blew it. You totally blew it. Those girls wanted to have a threesome.
I don't think so, Chick. For one thing, there weren't even three of them.
You moron.
Greg Warren is sleeping in a different bed every night. Alone. He's the uncloser. BNT. We know drama. And we also know that Greg Ward ain't getting laid.
Damn it.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy looking very nice, fresh from California.
Thank you. Yeah.
We have, let's see, that's Josh over there, the as yet unsponsored sidekick desk.
It's available.
We really do have a toilet company interested in sponsoring the sidekick desk.
Yeah, why wouldn't they be?
The negotiations are kind of stalled. No pun intended.
Negotiations.
Oh, I'm sure they'll plunge right along.
Yes.
Look at you playing along.
There you go. Because you'd have
to dismiss. Actually looked quizzically toward the sky when she said plunge right along.
Okay. Never mind. That's Jess Hooker over there. That would be our engineer, Ace Cosby. Pat Godwin is right over there in the new music corner.
I love it over here. I'm lonely, but I still love it.
Okay, it's a brand new
Why
facility.
Are you lonely? You, really
you guys are
lonely.
Way over there.
Oh, you really should... are lonely. Oh.
Tell me about it.
Oh, my gosh.
The mics go weekend. Off. We come off the air, and he's like, hey, what's going on over there? Hey,
all
what's
by
going
myself
on?
All weekend.
He needs a support person over there.
Yeah, that's what you need.
So over the weekend, you grew the beard.
Yep.
Dyed it. You got yourself all
dye front. How dare you?
I'll tell you what. We'll get an independent observer.
Here's what people do no such thing. Christy, what's in the news?
If that beard matches your pubes, I've got $100. And it says,
it does. Oh, hey. Definitely matches my pubes.
Nobody talked about pubes. No. Hey, he said, changing the topic.
Oh, yes.
If you had to pick a food to be in a competition to eat the most of, what food would you pick?
Spaghetti.
No kidding?
Oh. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
That'd be messy.
Yeah.
But
spaghetti with sauce, right?
Oh, either way.
Just like a nice butter, like a nice
pasta, that'd be fine.
Olive oil? You like the pasta?
I had some delicious pasta over the weekend. It was very good. How about you? What would you pick?
Grilled cheese, I think.
What?
A nice grilled cheese.
You had anything to pick?
That's hard to hold.
Oh, man, just have stacks right in front of you.
Yeah. A lot of cheese.
Cut into triangles.
Pickle? You like a pickle on a grilled cheese?
No,
of course not.
Come with a little ketchup.
So this is an eating competition. So
you like capers on your grilled cheese?
Oh, delicious.
Capers?
Yeah. Does that come with a crowbar?
Well, if you're not having capers on a grilled cheese, why don't you just eat out of a trough? Okay.
Who puts capers on grilled cheese?
Make it a meal. Enough of you. Josh, what would you eat if you had any?
Maybe shrimp,
shrimp
cocktails. Yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Well, we can make that happen. Because they have a contest
shrimp
every
cocktail.
Year.
Yeah, that would be
right here.
You could be our local entry.
Yes.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
And Joey has won that competition.
Yeah. Now, do you have to have cocktail sauce with it?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. I don't think I could do very well.
I can do the cocktail sauce. I only eat the shrimp. I'm a great big pussy.
The sauce is too hot.
It's too hot.
Put me in.
You, baby.
I deserve it.
Ace, what would you eat?
Ace is
shrimp cocktail.
He loves hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you like the hot
We could do you versus Josh.
Oh, here we go. Let's
give it to
it.
Ace.
Let's do it.
Oh. You start to get that dizzy.
And the black trunks.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
You can't help yourself. Look at him. Hey, I got it. Hey, Ace is black, see?
Wow. It's Josh Arnold. In the white trunks, it's Ace Cosby.
Well, sure.
I wouldn't know how to bet on this. I would not.
Oh, if we're talking real Ace. Spicy, strong cocktail sauce,
no, forget
the
sauce though. But if you can pick your own sauce, Ace versus Josh, I think we have to do this.
All right,
we have to get this done,
man. Ace, I think we got a free shrimp lunch coming
from the parking
you
lot.
Can film it,
okay?
Yeah, it would have to be in the parking lot.
You're looking live. At the first annual.
Yeah, we should do that now, Christy. What's your if you had to be in all these eating contests, what would it be?
Well, maybe popcorn without butter,
rice cakes,
half a weedable.
1 week germ.
I ate a whole weedable one time. It took me an hour.
Mostly
Melba toast.
I'd like to do a hamster.
What water is a weedable?
I'd like to do water sprinkled with
wheat swirl.
Water sprinkled with dried prune powder.
Oh, no, I don't.
I don't really like flavor.
I love flavor.
Can we eat communion wafers before they're blessed? Is that
the hosts before they're really?
I can eat the host, of course.
Yes, and the co-host. The hostess. Really, Christy, what would it be? Seriously, eating contest. What could you eat the most of?
I don't know what I can eat the most of. What I would like to eat the most of would be the chicken wings at this one particular restaurant that I really like.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, they're so good.
Gotta suck that meat off.
Suck that meat off.
I don't know how you eat your wings, but that's
apparently
not how
like
I
Sylvester.
If you use teeth, you're doing it wrong, right, Josh?
It's all more of an inhaling than chewing.
It's like a I'm sorry. Okay, so we've established Pat Godwin.
Steamed lobster with clarified butter.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, my God.
May I clarify?
Get real, Pat. Get real.
So just lobster tail?
No, steamed lobster. Yeah, the tail, yeah.
All right.
No, or the claw.
No, the claws, yeah.
I don't like the tail.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. 3 days afterward, I've got to go get stitches, but it was worth it. They are tasty. A little fiber.
Have you ever eaten a whole lobster?
I've never done that. No.
That's a lot of work.
It seems like it.
You never have?
No, I've never done the whole lobster.
Yeah. Huh.
I've got to try that, right? That's got to be
the best.
Sure, you have to try it at once.
That's a death row meal right there.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Market price.
You got lobster price. Money.
Throw caution to the wind.
Darn right. A good lobster.
You're making lobster money now. You can have a lobster.
Yeah, I'm making red lobster money now.
The second home run of the day. I forgive him for getting those two important facts wrong.
He loves red lobster. Don't you get an email of a red lobster?
I get the fresh catch. And
you're on their newsletter?
The deals are, yeah, sure.
It was the cover last month.
And where do you...
Where do I winter? Cheddar Bay. That's got property right on the...
And you like to get the bibs and sew two together.
One's not big enough, of course.
Wow. Yeah, of course not. The lobster bib.
This is very constricting.
I get the...
He has cracked himself up this morning like four times.
They're sewing your bibs in the
airline seat extension.
What sort of weird eating festival do you have over here, huh?
I have a couple, actually.
Jess?
In St. George, South Carolina, Rolling in the Grits is a contest.
Rolling in them?
Rolling in the Grits. They have an inflatable
pool.
Yeah, and they fill it with grits. They weigh you before you get in the pool, and then you roll around trying to take on as much grits as you can.
Ah,
is this clothed?
Yeah, they have clothes on. So, but
and then they weigh you after.
And then they weigh you after.
Nudity getting to
somebody
the
food. Somebody jamming grits up into themselves.
Joey Chestnut isn't pantless.
The Griswold that went to New York is not the same one that came back. I think Griswold replaced.
You know that song? Rolling
in the grits. Rolling in the grits.
Rolling in the deep.
I want to take it nice.
Well, we don't take anything nice.
Rolling
in the grit
the
pool.
Oh, that would be, that's a good one,
putting
too.
On the Ritz, rolling in the
grits. Rolling in the grits.
Yeah,
so they just pack it like under their arms, between their legs, maybe in their gluteal cleft.
Wow.
Where else could they put grits in, Tom?
Every orifice.
Maybe in their mouth. I don't know,
Well, a woman could have grits on her.
Yep, the old grits on the face.
Hey, you got grits on
grits
your,
on the chest, yeah.
Grits on your chest.
I assume you can eat a lot of them, right?
Yes. Yeah, I guess you could eat them while you're in
you
there.
You could eat a pound of grits.
I guess if you're the first person.
In the pool. You don't want to be eating the.
You don't want to be eating the grits. Well,
the dirty grit water, as it were.
I was under the impression each person had their own pool with their own grits.
I don't.
Well, if that's the case,
each entrance.
I don't think so.
That'd be a waste of grits, really.
Huh? All right.
Are you supposed to eat them? Two?
You can.
I mean, I guess you could.
I think you can.
Yeah.
I might take them out. I like grits.
Might give you grits. Something a couple days later.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, the grits.
A bad case of the grits. Yeah.
Runny grits.
I got the grits.
Mm-hmm. Bone to pick.
Okay.
Pick that bone, baby.
We have, in this wing of the Frigamall building, we have two toilet facilities.
Yes.
They are more or less identical, except in the decorations therein.
Right.
However, we have decided,
one's for guys, one's for dolls.
We have all agreed. Really. We have all agreed that they are now unisex. I've got to get the signs changed before somebody sues me. But that isn't the point of the issue. The far one, which technically is designated the ladies' room.
Yes. Yeah. Someone
two or three weeks ago, I flung the door open, and there was Christy.
Yeah.
Well, and then a week after that,
and then
you flung the door open.
Then last week, whoa, I walk over,
and there's Josh.
Flung the door open, and Josh is doing his Rodin's The Thinker.
The green fog coming out.
Oh, apparently, I missed that.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah. Josh
playing
some
video game.
Were you really?
Were you playing a video game? I may have been playing cup pong on my phone.
So,
what's wrong with that?
The locking mechanism is very simple.
Yeah, that's the first time I forgot to lock.
Did you do it again?
Yes,
Who'd you walk in on this time?
Tell me, Josh.
No, yeah, this past week,
oh,
yeah.
It happened again?
If it happened this morning, please tell me it was Joey Chestnut.
If it happened to me, I would walk out of the building. I couldn't take that kind of a shit, kind
really?
Of shame.
Oh, well,
yeah,
I can't take that kind of a shit.
If Tom Cup came in and saw my stuff, I don't want to be teased about my stuff the rest of my life.
Yeah, just keep talking about
that.
I believe the record is Tom turning, laughing so hard his face turning red is 5 times, and we have just tied it with this show.
I felt bad for Tom.
It's a standard locking mechanism.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
it is.
It's easy to forget.
And the thing about it is Tom was paying attention to something in the hallway.
Oh.
So he opened the door not looking.
Yes.
And he walked in.
He's all
hot. Yes. I mean, he got all the atmosphere. Yes. You know?
Did he get a view?
Three quarters of the way in the door.
Yeah. You were in the room.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes. He turned around and just, ah.
But the door didn't shut behind you.
No, not.
No, I was three quarters of the way in.
Okay. All right.
Did you cover yourself?
Oh, I had to flee.
No, not you.
No, he's talking to me. No, I kind of sat there waiting for him to turn around. And when he did, I go, man, I'm sorry. I thought I locked it.
Anyway, the lock works. We've had it checked. Everything's good.
I heard him Yosemite Samming down the hallway after the door was racking. And then I literally heard the words liquid manure.
Yep, that's Sean.
Just spewing poetry. Do you have a song about this topic?
Wait a minute. Haven't you walked in on Christy twice now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, she was just trying to pee. You know what I mean. She wasn't blowing it up or stinking up the air.
That's true.
Tom couldn't get in the men's room. Woo! And he saw her sitting there.
Didn't see anything.
Well, now they play it again then. Can you get to the part after that? What is that? Is that the bridge?
This is the verse.
Josh's butt went boom when he cleared the stomach. He cleared the room.
Sat in that room.
And his butt went boom. He blew up that room.
Thank you very much. Can you drop it a couple steps for me?
This is the real key.
And Tom saw.
It's the real key. Oh, thanks. Thanks, John Lennon. What a great song.
And I ran down the hall. I just saw Tom Josh's ball.
Okay. Let's move on. Now, this is a new feature I want to inaugurate.
What's it called?
It's called Catching Up with the Bob and Tom Show.
Okay.
And work on a theme song for this because Jess Hooker entered the room halfway through the show. So she has not heard many of the great stories that we've covered today.
Yeah.
We did a solid 145 of sports.
Of course, it was amazing.
Acknowledging the great victory by the women's soccer team from America, Go USA.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to do now was review the biggest story in sports, of course.
Oh, no. Coming from, don't go back, please.
Mackinac Island, Michigan.
Oh, no.
You ever been to Mackinac Island, Jess?
I have, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Are we doing the stone skipping story?
Yes, we're doing the stone skipping story.
Go ahead, Chicky.
It skipped 20 times.
Yeah.
I love skipping stones.
Isn't it fun?
I do. But I grew up on a lake, so yeah.
It's the best, isn't it?
That's a great Monkees song, too. I don't want to be your skipping stone.
Yeah.
It's a stepping stone, you idiot. we have
Maxwell
some audio.
Maxwell Steiner managed 20 skips in a single throw.
Great name.
How do they?
First prize was a Grand Hotel goblet stuffed with $200.
How do they a count them? Because there's a point at the end of a good stone skip where they're kind of floating there.
Yeah.
So, and in any event, we have a winner, but I have some audio for you guys.
Oh, of these.
It's
okay.
Part of the new feature, Catching Up with the Bob and Tom Show.
All
which
right.
When we have someone new come in, we can review some of the previous stories. And here's the audio for you.
I'm a
skipping stones, get it?
Stone skipping.
Oh, 16 more to go.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.